Rolene, how are you doing?
Remix.
Yeah.
Loving the remix.
Rolene. Anyway.
I like it, means you're hired.
Got a bit of a vibe there. Rolene, what's going on? Yeah, I'm trying. It's a Monday.
Well,
we've got to find out.
A relatively quiet news day, which, you know, is always my concern because, no sooner do I say relatively quiet news day, then something happens. But what is happening is that we have a lot of debate and discussion about the enlistment law that requires the ultra-Orthodox to enlist in the IDF. Now, this comes off yesterday, the Prime Minister threatening elections if the ultra-Orthodox won't compromise on this bill. Now, we know that this is a very, very sensitive issue because it affects not only the ultra-Orthodox community and is a very emotive issue in Israel, but could also plunge the country into elections. So the leader of the Yesh Atid party, Yair Lapid, whose party has been a strong supporter of this enlistment bill, has actually appealed to Prime Minister Netanyahu saying, please, let's pass this law. You have our votes. We will stand by you. You don't have to capitulate to the Haredim because it is seen as an issue that divides Israeli society along religious lines. And he said, we have to pass this or let's go to elections. But come on, we can pass this law. He says, Yesh Atid's votes are guaranteed. If you want to pass this law, you don't have to surrender to the Haredim just yet. There is no reason to embarrass yourself yet again. We can pass this law. So very strong words and a very emotional appeal coming from Yair Lapid. However, where the opposition comes is from the head of United Torah Judaism, the leader there, Gur Litzman, is the deputy health minister, and the Hasidic spiritual leader Admor, and they absolutely oppose this. They say that they will not compromise. They will not put their communities into the army. So look out, watch the space, because I think it's going to get quite heated.
I mean, it's all very well for Yair Lapid to say, well, you've got our votes, but I can't see the Haredi standing in the coalition if that happens. So what, is Lapid just going to go into the coalition? That seems a bit strange.
Well, this is it. You know, we've heard from the ultra-Orthodox or the Haredim a long time on this issue. They protest. This has led to some protests around the country that sometimes have become quite violent. You know, they're quite prone to blocking the traffic. And there was a meeting yesterday, and those in attendance, which included the Habayit Yehudi leader, Naftali Bennett, who's also our education minister, Kulanu leader, Moshe Kahlon, who is the finance minister, Aryeh Deri from Shas and United Torah Judaism's Moshe Gafni. They agree that if an agreement cannot be reached on the draft bill by the next cabinet meeting, which I think is next Sunday, then that meeting will set the date of the next election. And if you are familiar with Israeli law requires a 90-day election campaign if a Knesset is disbanded early. And if the government decides on elections in early September, the vote could be held in early December. But missing from the meeting was our Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, who, as you can imagine, is a strong supporter of the enlistment bill, and Litzman, who has threatened to leave the government, therefore toppling the coalition if this bill goes forward.
Never boring in Israeli democracy. However, unfortunately, it's also never boring when it comes to Hamas people saying that sooner or later this is going to be a bit of a fight.
Well, after last week's massive escalation, which literally took us minutes before a real serious conflagration, it's become an issue of not necessarily if, but when. And this is also according to our Defense Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, who's met with the upper echelons of the Army and of the Defense Ministry. Also, we are in the process of looking for our next Ramat Kal, our next IDF Chief of Staff, and it's not an enviable position to be in. But speaking today, Lieberman said that the next exchange is of blows is when. And he said we'll have to do whatever we need to do. You know, Prime Minister Netanyahu reassuring citizens of the South last week that we'll do everything in our power to restore calm. But after last week's very, very, very heated escalation, where we saw over 200 rockets and mortars fired at southern Israel and 173 Tseva Adom, and that very, very iconic picture that's now doing the rounds of on social media of the Iron Dome intercepting a rocket. It actually looks like an electrical whip. It's quite an incredible picture. People are demanding enough is enough. The trauma that it is causing to our residents of the South is intolerable, and since the protests that Hamas started on March the 30th, we've had these weekly protests along the Gaza border. We've had the continuous sending in of incendiary devices in the form of kites, balloons, condoms, and sadly kestrels, and this is seen as in breach of international law, in breach of any ceasefires we have. Incidentally, the reported ceasefire that is in place at the moment has not been agreed to by Israel. Israel has just said quiet will be met with quiet, but has not formally agreed to a ceasefire. And Hamas breaking that ceasefire the minute they sent these incendiary devices into the south of Israel, causing tremendous, tremendous damage. But the defense minister has thanked IDF commanders and soldiers, and he has said, thank you for doing the holy work for the safety of the citizens of Israel.
Now, I see here, Roline, that people are trying to apparently make the case for the nation state bill whilst apparently protesting against it, because at a rally against the nation state bill, they went and flew a Palestinian flag. Now, if there was a better way to argue for this bill, which has been hugely controversial, I really can't think what that might be.
Well, somebody on Facebook actually posted as their status update, congratulations to those who are flying Palestinian flags. You've handed Prime Minister Netanyahu his next win and the ultimate campaign. But there was a lot of concern and a lot of shock that Palestinian flags were flown on Saturday night's protest against the nation state bill. And for many serving in the government, this has just reiterated why the country has passed this kind of law. And many are saying that, you know, this has kind of spelled the death knell of the center or the left. People are going to go more towards the right. And protesters were shouting, you know, with blood and with soil, you know, with spirit and blood, we will free Palestine. So you got a bit confused with the potential Charlottesville mass protest, which turned out to be a damp squib. Thank goodness for people saying that no Nazis in their town. However, back to the nation state bill. But yes, this was the far left Arab movement called Balad, who were chanting, you know, with spirit and blood, we will redeem Palestine. And Likud Chaver Knesset Oren Chazan, who's known for his complete and utter lack of tact, as well as his propensity to photobomb dignitaries, he took advantage of this, and he's appealed to Prime Minister Netanyahu to endorse him as a candidate for the Tel Aviv mayoral race. And he says, all day long they fought in the Tel Aviv municipality to distance themselves from the picture that was circulated on Facebook. And he mentions the fact that the municipality building is lit by what he calls the flag of terror. However, the municipality are saying, Benji, that that is fake news, that no municipal building was lit up with the Palestinian flag. However, the outrage that Palestinian flags were flown at this rally has created a great uproar and is pushing people more and more further towards the right. But as you say, never a dull day in Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a dull day at all. Ronin, thank you so much. When it gets dull, you'll let us know, and then you can have like a break. We'll give you like a public holiday on the first dull day in Israel. Then you won't will no longer be a problem.
Clearly, there's no rest for the wicked, Benji.
Absolutely. Ronin Marks there. She is bringing us the Israel Report. We'll chat to her tomorrow.